Hello, good morning. Today we will talk about coming back to the body. Coming back to the temple. Coming back to our physical home. The part of our existence that is our physical experience in this lifetime. The body is the gateway, the language, that the universe speaks back to us about our experience. How we experience life is a direct feedback on how we are living it. How are we doing? Every sensation, every physical response, every tension, every laughter, every tear, every interaction is a direct testament of how this life experience is going for us. So coming back to the body is the main practice of every day, of every hour, of every minute, and every breath. This can be easy and difficult. And everything in between. And that's how it's supposed to be. It's not a straight line that we walk, or a step-by-step approach. There's no manual. There's no guarantees. Everybody acts differently, but under the same principles. So understanding and learning how to come back to your own body, that's a relationship between you and you. So maybe you do this practice sitting up. Maybe you are on your way somewhere. You're active. Maybe you're doing it lying down in the comfort of your own home. This is an exploration. Life is an exploration. Maybe you put your hands on your body, connect. I am here. You are here. We are here. Can you feel and stay with the sensations of your skin when you touch the body? Maybe the body is asking for a gentle touch, a compassionate stroke. Or maybe it wants to come alive and maybe it needs a little bit more fire today. Maybe it needs a little bit of massage. Tune into the body and feel what it's asking for in this moment, in this time, because in the next it can change. We adapt to the circumstances. And so does our connection to the body. When the body experiences stress and fear, the attention will automatically be drawn to the outside of the body, the external world. And it's easy to get caught up of the stresses and the rushes of the external world. So we come back to the body again and again and again. She's waiting for you to come back home again and again. Patiently waiting for you. Always loving. Always waiting. And if you leave home for too long, she will start calling you back. Through emotion, through sensation. When the body is whispering, time to come back. The whispers turns louder and louder if we do not listen. So come back to the body. Tune in. What does my body want today? Truly want. Not should. The mind has an idea of what should be done. That is usually a little bit different from what the body wants. Tune in and see if you can separate. Underneath the layers of illusion, of imprint, of shoulds and coulds and has to, there's a real truth of what the body actually needs. Usually it's asking for more attention, kindness, support, self-love, maybe movement, maybe stillness, maybe creativity, maybe companionship, maybe truth, maybe expression. Turn your attention to the breath. And see if the body is open to go a little bit deeper. Relax the whole body. Allow the breath to move naturally. Just in and out. Gentle, soft. Completely natural. Breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Paying attention to the body's reaction to the breath. And see if you can start spreading out the breath to the whole body. So every inhalation, you imagine the breath touching every cell of your body. Breathing in and out like a wave. Touching every cell of your being. And on every exhalation, you allow the body to relax more and more. Just listening for the expression of the body. What do you feel? What is your experience? What is the reaction of the body when you slow down and you breathe and you relax? Is the mind allowing you to let go? Or is it very active? There's a lot of information to be gathered from this space. This is where you can track your patterns, your bodily reactions, and the habits. Just observe. And allow. Listen. Stay with the breath. Stay with the wave. Maybe you can even hear the imaginary sounds of the waves hitting the ocean playing on the beach. Every breath is full of information. It's the connection to the universe. With every breath, allow the wave to gently caress your nervous system. Breathing into every cell of your body. Breathing out. And relaxing in every breath, releasing the tension and the toxins from the past. Stay and breathe and wave. Maybe you notice tension. Maybe you notice emotion. Maybe you notice thoughts. All of this is a direct reflection of how the body is experiencing this lifetime. From this space, she will tell you exactly what she wants. Stay, breathe, listen, observe. Listen with love, compassion, curiosity. And allow whatever is to fully be. You can stay here for as long as you wish, or you can come back to the surface of reality, of this life experience. Gently coming back to the room. Maybe you wiggle your fingers and toes. Move your arms and legs. Maybe spiraling movements. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes. Come back to the room in your own time. Maybe grab your notebook. And write this flow if my body could decide what I would do today, I would. If the body could decide what I would do today, I would. And this is not to use as what you should be doing today. It's more of an invitation of what you could be doing more of in the upcoming days when you have a chance to make your own schedule. Allow the body to speak and do your best to listen. No judgment, no shaming, no blaming of what is or what isn't. Just a gentle observation of what is. Thank you for today. I'll see you next time.